Yidam and Aleph by the Mishnah. So there's a poor sitting here, sitting down, and it doesn't look like he's in the mood of getting up. It doesn't look like he's able to get up. And the man says, Amr Parazu, Harein Nazira Imam Medisani. If I get up, I'm going to be a Nazira. It's so hard for me to get up. I don't believe I'm able to get up. If I get up, it's going to be like an ace. I'm going to be in a zero. So, according to Amshat in the Rishonim, in the Rosh and Toises, we're sort of taking the animal, making it, giving human-like qualities, and saying that the poor is just sitting there feeling impossible to get up. And says, if I accomplish this, I'm going to be in a zero. And the person saying, I'll do this for the poor. The more is going to grapple with what exactly the man is. What is the man saying? And therefore, what? Therefore, I'm going to. If it does get up, I'm going to be in the nazir. Or if it means, if I don't, I'll do it. And if I don't do it, I'll be the nazir. The more is going to grapple. The shadow we're going to grapple. What exactly we're saying over here? But or. The door is stuck, and the door is, if it were saying, if you can get me open, yeah, I'm going to be a nazir. So the Mor says, this is a machlok, this is Bisham Bis Hillel before, and Amr Yehuda, Afkisham Bisham, Le Amru, Loi Amru, Ella, Ba'omer, Hare Porzu, Alai Korban, Imamedesi. So Tosfos says, you see from the Mechalikas, that fact that the Mechalikas B'Shem Beis Hillel and Rabbi Yehuda, that he's not saying a regular Lashon of the Zeris. He's saying he's going to be a Nazir from something unusual. So, therefore, before we look at the Rosh, let's see the Gemara first. Porazu Mika Mishtoi, Poraz don't talk. The case is the animal is sitting down in front of him. And the man says, "Kesur parazu eino medis." This part looks like it's not getting up. That's what it thinks. Hareini nozer mi psoro im omda. Now the gears over here. Imay medis me'eleh v'am the me'eleh v'holchu. So it thinks that it's not getting up, and I'm going to be a nazir from the buster of it. From the buster of the animal, if I can get it up, and he got it up, so b'shama l'shitasa, b'shama l'shitasa, so it goes back to the previous Mishnah. B'shama says b'shama the amri mina gregos mina devela havi nazir hachinami ki amri mibsora havi nazir. He says he's another from the Basar. So, according to Mishamai, we say when he says I'm a Nazir, we say he's a Nazir immediately. And he says from the Basar afterwards, he is changing his mind, which according to Mishamai, you can't do. It's too late. Basil says this fellow undertook a Naziris from Basar. Well, there ain't no such thing as a Naziris from Basar. Basil, I'm remembering like having Nazir. Fine. So for the Merkasha of Amru Beisham Echad is in the. So basically, this Mishnah is just an interesting story. But the bottom line is it's the same case as before. The person said, "I'm going to be a Nazir from Basar. I'm going to be a Nazir from Gergis and the Vela. I'm going to be a Nazir from the Delis." Okay. So we already had this. There's nothing really added over here.
You know, you become a Nazir from what? From the Dells?
Yeah.
What's
Amar Rava, Tarti Utzlas. The Mishnah says two or three cases. Well, this Mishnah links to two cases. So with the previous Mishnah, it's three cases. V'chein Tana Reb Chiya, Tarti Utzlas, V'chein Amar Birshia, Tarti Utzlas. V'tzrichi, I need all three cases. Why? The Itra Baha, if it just would have said that the case of he takes out the word, she thinks it takes out the word Baha. The Itmar Gergus at the Velo, it would just say the previous Mishnah. I would say, Hosamu Damar Bisham. I would mistakenly think that Bisham's argument is not because the way we just said that. When a person says a Reini Nozer, that's immediately a Kabbalah. And Midagurgus and Midadrela is then afterwards a retraction, which Beishamai holds you can't do. I would make a mistake and think that's not the logic of Beishamai. I would argue the following. If I just have the first Mishnah, the Gemara is saying right now, I can make a mistake in Beishamai and misunderstand him. Beishamai's real understanding, which is the way we said, explained before, is when the person says already nazir, immediately he's a nazir. When he says mina gergus mina devela, that's a retraction. He's taking back his naziris because naziris is not from, it's from wine, not from gergus and devela. He wants to change his naziris, but it's too late. He already made it himself a nazir. So he wants to retract. So Shami holds shita that you can't be child by nazir. There's no thing as retracting. That's the true Pshat Beishamai. But if I'd only have that Mishnah, I would make a mistake and think that that's not Pshat Beishamai. I would think the following. Hasimud Amr Beishamai Havi Nazir Mishum Nemichlefon Banovim. You know, people sometimes, things come out of their mouth and not exactly what they want to say. Right? They meant to say A, they say B. Well, grapes and figs are pretty close to each other. So a person meant to say grapes, and he said figs. So we would assume when he says it, I meant to say nozer. So yeah, that's called the Kabbalah. Ah, you said figs, that's ridiculous. Yeah, but we're figs and grapes, that's what you meant. So we accept that as a valid nazirus. So that's Pshat Beishamai. That's what I would have thought. And therefore, the person says, I'm a nozer from the buster of the animal. It's very hard to mix up meat. I understand you mix up figs and grapes. You meant to say grapes, you said figs. You know, it happens. You're saying fruit, you're thinking fruit in your head, you know. Okay, you said the wrong thing. But say you said the wrong thing when you said meat instead of grapes. L'miklef. So that's what this mission is coming to tell me, that that's not Shat Bezami. It's not because of mixing things up. It's because of a totally different idea. Okay, so just say this Mishnah. You don't need the previous Mishnah. Vitman Basar, Hachu the Amar Beishamai Havi Nazir. I would say also make a mistake. We just have this one case, because I would think that why Bebisar Bechamra, because a meal is meat and wine. So again, a person meant to say the wine. He said the meat. You know, that doesn't happen sometimes. You do that. Alagurgus at Dveila Loi. Maybe you don't mix up wine or grapes with figs. So that's not a valid mistake. Kamash Malon. Okay. So now it comes out, even with these two cases, I can still mistakenly think Pshat Beishamai is because with a different idea totally, that the person meant to say the right thing and he just slipped his tongue because these things go together in his mind. And that's a valid Kabbalah according to Beishamai. V'yitmer hani tarti, I would think hani udakam Beishamai. Awadelis, we're there, there's no way that you make a mistake. So, Eman Moedel, who the Beisilo, I would say we're there, Beishamai agrees the Beisilo. V'yitani delis, I would say Beho udakam Beisilo. Awbahach tarti, Eman Moedel, who the Beishamai. Kamash Malon Dulo. Okay. So that's Rabban Brachama's Pshat in the Mishnah. Why we need all these cases?
I don't understand the Del's part. I mean, Well, it's not edible.
He's not saying he's nazir, but nazir from the Delma.
Okay, let's take a look at the Rush. The Rush. Tosis definitely talks about it. I think the Rush does too. You know, if the Rush doesn't, we'll see it in Tosis. Okay, so the Rush is back on the Rush on our mission is back in Tesla Bays. So it starts with the Mishnah. It's in Omar. Amr paras zuhareni nazira im medes ani. Amr hadel says zuhareni nazira im niftechas ani. Hadel is also in the cave. Can see him. Hadel is tisavot zira. Therefore, he changes the gersa from where we have in the Mishnah of hareni nazir im niftech ani. Hareni nazir. He has hareni nazir nazira. Gemara farish to kulam asnisa. Okay. Zok the Gemara. Bomer kisura parzu en omedes. So the para we're putting a thought process to the para. So the general paras don't have these type of thought processes. Kemo v'haniya hishwa the hishaver. Says Vayona that he's in the ship and the ship was planning to break. Was thinking to break. So ships don't think, but we talk about use that type of language to say that we're giving them human-like qualities, anthropomorphisms. Klaimer, the fi'en yana eni chalalamid. The animal seems to not be able to stand up. Rahainu, and that's shot in the words Omer. The band says, "Amr parazu de masnisin." Shamer ha'adam. The person says, "Sura parazu shein omedes." This animal seems to think it can't get up. Vani armor. So the first shot, the rush learns it's not. There's no thought process of a kabbalist and zirus on the animal's part. Thinks it can't, the animal's thought process is limited to it thinks it can't get up. This quote unquote ascribed thought process to the animal. The animal seems to be not getting up. The door seems to be stuck, and it says it's not. It's as if it's saying I can't get open. Zot the person. Vani armor harini nazir mipsora. Imamedes and the armor came. The man saying, "I'm saying that if it gets up, I'm going to be a nozer mipsora. If I'm the male, I got up. Pligi b'shamis silver plug to the ratio in a gergus. So now we're back to a case of being a nozer from the bosser. That's like being a nozer from gergus." Rehuda Kamar, the Lepligi Menozer. So, back in our mission before we had Rehuda, also said that he's not a Nozer. He could be a Netter. Ella, Kishapirish, Dwar, Bamar, Shalit, Kamar, Ella, Lesser, Porto, Allah, Kikorban. So, you say, if you meant to be Oster in the Gregus, in the Baal, if you meant to be Oster in the Boster as a Netter, then Meshami says it works.
Okay. Well, I guess that's why.
Vitamas at the Rosh, I have a question. Listen, already Nazar mi Psar Parazu. Just simply say, already Nazar mi Psar Parazu. And without this whole introduction over here. And that's like already Nazar from Gergus Amin Adwela, already Nazar from Basar. Not Boster General, he's specifically talking about this part. So he's saying, Hereni Nozer, Bibsar Porazu. Beshami says, Hereni Nozer immediately is a Kabbalah. Bibsar Porazu is too late, etc. Right? That would be the parallel case. We don't need this whole introduction. Mishlemar, the Nakan Paravutza. Bashwin and Kishu Armor, Beloshin Hazeb. The chiddush of the Mishnah is yesh b'mashmos shetamid me'aleha, that the animal is going to stand up on its own. That's what the we put into this conversation. That's what the person means, that he's wondering what's going to happen or not. I will im hamid adam lehavi nazir lebeishamai. Okay. So, even though he says the lashon of medicine, which means it gets up. So I getting the animal got up, but medicine means I got up on my own. The animal is going to get up on its own, not through somebody helping him. And the door says it's not going to get opened. I'm going to be a nazir. I'm going to refrain from using the door if the door gets opened. And then not the person opens it, because that wouldn't be a parallel case. We're saying over here it stands up with help. That's not valid. So if the door got opened with a person opening it, that wouldn't work. But it means I consider doing it on its own as if the wind opens it. Ken Pirsha Hamafortion. That's the pshat that I've heard in this Mishnah. I find that this pshat doesn't fit well into the Lashon. The Masha, the Lishon, the Masisin, the Chol Masisin, Maimer Haparahu. It sounds like it's not the person talking, but it's the Parah talking. Or, you know, the anthropomorphism of the Parah talking. Therefore, Pirush Rav Yosef Kaltzon. So he has a different shot. I think Tosis quotes this, that Rav Yosef Ish Yerushalayim. So I don't know whether that's the same person or not. It could be he was from Kaltzon, he ended up eventually in Yerushalayim.
What's Pora Mikdash?
What's he?
What's Pora Mikdash?
In the Gemara?
Yes.
Mishtoi means to speak. Pora is going to speak. What's the Pora saying? Okay. Here's the Yosef Kaltzon, Omer Ha'omer. The person who's watching this says the following. The animal seems to think like it can't get up, but it wants to get up. And this animal wants it so much that if it would accomplish that, it would willingly be a nazir to be able to have the ability to stand up, but it thinks like it can't do it. Beloshin Moshul Adam Hanoyder Beisora, just like a person who has difficulty, they say, you know what, Baruch Shalom, if you get me through this, I'll give money to the stock. So the poor says, you know, Baruch Shalom, if you get me through, get me stand up, I'll become a Nazir. You know what? But the Pora can't do that. I'll stand in the place of the Pora and undertake what the Pora wants. Already knows me. Sorry, I'm a medicine. Therefore, we call this the Masnisan Marmar Haporahu. So the Mishnah's lashon is Already Nazira I'm a medicine. That's the Pora talking. That's correct. But Talmud Ha'ezibo, the Gemara adds, in Rebbe Merchaba, the Pirish Maimer, the Olam, what the person's adding into the person, what are the person's words in this thought process over here? Zatarash. I have a little bit of a question on this pshat. Imamar ha'adam beferish. Hereni nazar mibsara.
I'm not sure if the
Rambam
is that we actually believe more or
is that
actually
the Rambam. Imkein kol maimer the parah the masnisen b'chdin aktinen. Dein diburam moyol Vay diber ha'adam chasav masnisen. So the bottom line is the Beis Shammai's discussion is, and a person says already knows it mibsor mibaser parazu, or already knows it mibsora. What's the din? That's totally missing in the Mishnah, because the phrase already nazir ima medicine, he is the parah talking. Then there's this whole, and the person says, well, that's what the parah wants, I'm going to undertake it. And instead of it, already knows it, like, that's the machloek is about a phrase which is totally missing in the Mishnah, and the phrase which is in the Mishnah is totally irrelevant. I mean, it's interesting, but like, it's totally irrelevant. So what's going on according to this Pshat?
What's totally missing?
I'm going to undertake to do for it what it wants. Okay. Therefore, that the Rosh, Menir Lefarish, show other loy kibble of the Ziris Beferish. Not like the way Rabbi Yosef is saying that the person actually said, already knows him mipsora. Which would be Elamasaper Mimer Hapara. The person is saying over what the Parah's thought process. To Evo Lamed Beratzen. Now, Menazir is Lashayach, but El Shtei Mufreshes Vasura Shal Yehenel Mimena. So, it's the Parah saying, I would like a Naziris to take effect in regards to me if this is accomplished. Well, the only thing would be relevant is that the Basur of the Parah would be Asur. Because Shum Asapur Devorim Halalu, Havikilo Omer Hu, Harani Nazim Ibsura. So he's telling over the story. So assuming that he just, it's not like the person comes along and sees this poor sitting there, not budging, not getting up, and he says, you know what? He gives it this whole thought process. So what does he want? So either he's just joking around, which they weren't into that so much. So he means something. So what does he mean? He means that I'm going to come up. We're assuming that the person means I'm going to come and nazir from the bus of the parah if he gets up. That's what he means. Because otherwise, what does he mean to say over this whole story? Must be he wants to sort of like fulfill what the poor is saying. Okay. So the Rosh, so that pshat of this Rabbeinu Yosef Kaltzoin, so explains what's going on in the Mishnah. So the Rosh, I got a problem. My parak, so what's the word saying? What's the chiddush in the Mishnah? You already know from the first Mishnah. We're saying that the person, all the person really is doing is saying over what the parak is thinking. But we're saying that. That what the person is saying is, I'm going to undertake That which the Purim said, that I should be a Nazir from its Basar, I'm going to do that. So, I wouldn't know that without our Mishnah. Okay. So what's the worst question? This has already been said. The issue whether you're not, you can be a Nazir from Basar has been discussed before, but this whole Kabbalah through the words of the Parah is a Kiddush. Mishema Koshala, maybe the worst question was the following. Lama Hutzu Beisila Laklik, Kibin Abi Pto to the Resha. But once you get past how you want to be Makabal, then you end up with the person being a Nazir from Basar. So Basila has no need to argue again. That's the worst question, because Basila already put out its position in the first Mishnah. Maybe that's the question.
The last mission
before. First mission of the Harry.
First question.
Mishum the Michlevi ban Novim. So the Moore says, Tarti Tlas. Hutzul Ashmino, Makloitun, Megimel Baba, Salalu, Kimifar Shalz. We need all three cases. I think that case of the before, Mishum the Michlevi ban Novim, Viklimer Shahaya, Sabra Lermer, Minar Novim, Menophil Befi, Gregoris. The person wanted to say Novim, and he said figs instead by mistake. Mr. Vakamra, meat and wine go together, Mitsuyan Hem Biyakad, Zoli Bosser, Basavayan, Bab the Inanshi the To, Miklihu. People indulge in meat and wine together, the Pusik says. So people lump it together in their minds. Okay. So that's what Rakham's Pshat in the Mishnah. Zot Gemara. Amar Rava. Miktani imam de meila, but this pshat of Rav Chama is that the Purim is grappling with being able to get up on its own. There's no mention of the word of me'eleha, getting up on its own in the Mishnah, and that's the whole thing which everything is sort of this is dependent on. So how can Mishnah leave out that word? Even matters means if it gets up. Period. No matter what. But you're saying that it means Imedes may allow it get up on its own without any outside help.
Well, I mean, it seems like it would be a bigger thing for him to get up on his own.
True, but we don't. I have a simple derech hatana problem. If the whole issue over here is that the animal is grappling with not being able to get up on its own, and that's where the whole Kabbalah and everything is talking about, and the Mishnah leaves out that word, that's strange.
Yeah.
That's Rabbi's kasha. You, Rabbi, are learning up that the issue in the Mishnah is that the animal is grappling with being able to get up on its own. It doesn't say the word on its own in the Mishnah. That word is missing. So how can you say that that's the whole issue when you leave out the word, which is important?
Well, there's two things. One is we don't really know what this animal is grappling with, and the second thing is that if it took the man to prod him to get him to come up, so that would be a little less of an issue. I mean, it just seems like
I don't know what the animal's thinking, but
right.
Comes along Beryl and says, I know what the animal's thinking. The animal's thinking, if I can get up, quote, on my own. Now, that's an important word, right? That's the issue over here. He says, I feel so bad for the animal. The animal can't get up on its own, and it wants to get up on its own, and I'm going to help get up on its own. Like, the whole word is on its own. The mission doesn't say the word on its own. Like, the whole issue, the mission is Beryl talking, not the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying, Beryl says, I know what the animal's thinking. The animal's thinking on its own. So say the word on its own on the Mishnah. Where's the Mishnah? You can't leave out that word. That's the whole sugya. The whole thing is the animal's grappling on its own, and it can't get up on its own, and it's on its own. And the Mishnah leaves out that word. You don't write like that. The Tana doesn't write, but the Tana is discussing that is the word which is important. It doesn't leave it out. So it can't be shot in the Mishnah. Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah. Is the natural course of events. Is that when somebody says, no, I'm going to get up at 6 this morning, they're not implying that somebody's going to help them up at 6.
I don't know. I'm going to set my alarm.
Automatically.
I'll set my alarm.
Get up by themselves without outside help other than the auto help. That's six, right? The par doesn't have an alarm clock. Or at least if it is, there's no indication. So getting up on your own, the on your own thing is in all getting up, right?
Self-understood, it's implied.
The default is you get up on your own.
It's a default thing. Birds fly on their own. People get up on their own. Fish swim on their own. I mean, Buster's not mentioned in the Mishnah either. You think maybe the animal's saying that person should be a nazir. In standard nazir, with no unusual circumstances, if I get up, or if I can get up, why would the animal decide on making itself nazir for
given, I'm not, you know, that the fair question, which is really what the Rosh is asked, grappling with, you know, according to the first shot, we're adding in the whole sentence of the person talking, which is totally missing in the Mishnah also. But I'm not sure I understand that the word the animal is down and it wants to get up. Mm-hmm. What's the difference to the animal if it wants to get up? If it gets up on its own or it gets up, somebody helps it. It wants to get up. So the word amet is ima medicine. If I get up, means I don't care how I get up. My wife wakes me up. The alarm wakes me up. There's a thunder outside. I just want to get up. So I'm not sure that we would that automatically true. Ima medicine means automatically by the dafka by itself as opposed to being helped.
So the things in the alarm clock don't actually get the animal up. The wife may help somebody get up. There's got to be a physical getting up.
I understand. So this person, when I get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, what does he mean? He means in any which way should I perform. I don't care. As long as I get up. So if you mean the dafka, I want to get up on my own and not that I have to be helped by anything else, so say that. So if the animal is saying I want to get up on my own and not anything helping me, so say that word. That's the whole issue. So say that. Like, that's the whole... The animal saying, I don't want help, I want to do it on my own. It's like, the, you know, the kid that says self, right? So the main word over here is self. So say self.
But with the kid, it's a change of status. I want to get dressed on my own because the kid has previously always been dressed.
I understand. I'm saying that's the point I'm saying. Over here, there's no indication that the animal is being a stubborn kid.
Exactly.
So, but that's the problem. Is according to Rambam, that's the whole issue. It is being a stubborn kid. It wants to win its own, not with help. So say that word.
Which is why it's weird.
Right.
Yeah. Which is why that Hirush of the Mishnah is weird.
Correct. So the Rabbi has a whole different shots. Samura has a false start in Rabbi. Elam Rabbi Gunshoy's a part of Ravutzalafon of Omar Harelai Korban, that the person says that the Pshat of the Mishnah. That the animal is grappling with whether it can get up or not, and the person is saying, if I get this animal up, the animal thinks it can't get up, I'm going to get it up. Now it's the person talking. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to make it happen, the animal gets up. And if I accomplish that, so hooray like Corbin, that it'll be a Corbin on me, it'll be also on me as a Corbin. Mercy's 1 second. So how are you going to play the case of the Delos? Mishnah Parah Bas Corbin he, El Delos Bas Corbin he. So Mor says, okay, no, that's not what Rabbi said. Rabbi said, Elam Rabbi, can show you some Parah Ravutz Lefanov of Omar. Hani Dosim Miyayin Im Loi Omdo. So if it doesn't get up, the word over here, umda, he doesn't get up, means the person saying, the man is saying, I'm going to make this animal get up. The animal looks like it can't get up. I'm strong enough. I'm going to get it up. And if I accomplish it, I'm going to ask it from Yahya. Good. Then the animal gets up on its own. So now what? Is his netter fulfilled? Bishami Arm Savri Turva the Hagavra Mishum Ukma Vyadehu. Bahala Ukma. I'm sorry, the person says, and if I don't accomplish it, I'm going to be a nazir. That's my kanas for not accomplishing. Well, you didn't accomplish because your goal over here really was to show your strength. Turfe means that what's clearly, what's really clear over here is that the person's point was he wants to do it himself. He didn't do it. The main thing is he wanted to get up, and it got up. So his netter was, if it doesn't get up, I'm a nazir. Okay, it got up. So end the conversation. Like him, that he's not so macho. Turfe, the lashon of turfe means that's magula. So we're trying to look into his mind and be megala what his das is. That you tell your gili das. So this is the turfe. It's a lashon of saying it's clear what the person meant. He meant he's going to do it. The Bachash puts into Basil also the word turfe, and Basil says it's clear that the person wanted the animal to get up, so the animal got up. He doesn't have to be so macho. That's what Rava learns in the Mishnah. It says it's a totally different pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to challenge it, but let's hold it here for now.